Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we are drinking
Samuel Adams Limited Release Porch Rocker.
I do like rocking on the porch.
You know, we had this last time.
Robin. Tweet.
Tweedledee. Rock the porch, don't rock the porch, baby. Rock the porch, don't tip the porch over. Yeah.
Rocking around the porch a lot.
Boop-boodum. Yeah, this is I think, my favorite of the Sam Adams seasonal beers. I think I like it better than summer ale.
Really?
Or winter lager. Yeah, I think so.
Get out.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's refreshing. It's refreshing. It's got the lemon
zing.
It tastes like a shandy, even though it's not. There's no lemon. I don't think it's lemonade. I think it's just lemon.
Yeah, no, they have
juice.
Their own shandy.
Yeah, that's right. They do. Yeah. But I really, really enjoy this. I think it's my favorite of the Sam Adams of the seasonal ones. You know, there's other limited release and stuff. There's the have you had the Sam Boston Brick Red?
Yes,
I love that.
That's very good.
Yeah.
When is that? Is that's not? That's
an ale. That's
no. What season does that come?
It's
out?
Not a season. It's just only available in Boston, and it's only available at like restaurants. I don't think you can buy it by the bottle.
I don't think I've ever bought that by the bottle.
Yeah, I think they only sell it like by the keg to like restaurants and bars.
Well, what are you doing after this?
I got time.
We're going to get a brick.
I'm good for that.
Throw
a brick at you.
Brick.
So there have been a lot of. We talked last time about at length about Batman versus Superman.
At the same length, we talk about everything. Frank.
That's true, unless the Star Wars movie, in which case we go really in depth,
really long.
But speaking of Star Wars, there's obviously the there's a couple Star Wars teasers floating around now. We've been able to see for episode 7, and
you said a couple, in which there are two, in which the word couple means nice job.
That's right. There's a couple.
No, some people don't do that. They say, a couple of my friends came. So you're like, two of your
friends
came.
Okay, well, no matter how you slice it. There's
20 of my friends came. Like, that's not a couple.
God damn. No, but yeah, so you're right. Yes, there's a couple. There's a few. There's a fair. There's some Star Wars teachers out there.
no, there's two. You are right. There's a couple.
Third base. So, but then, you know, we've got the Batman versus Superman trailer.
Teasers. Batman
v. Superman, Dawn of Justice, BVS, DOJ.
He takes him to court, obviously.
It's obviously.
Batman v. Superman.
Yeah, it's really crazy when Matt Murdock shows up. It's like, wow, they're not even from the same. What? Marvel? They're pulling it.
Love to see like a new Mortal Kombat fighting game. Just like, instead of versus mode, it's just V mode. It's like,
it sounds like
Sub-Zero, V, Scorpion. Go to court.
Finish the state rests.
Statement.
The state rests, Your Honor. Objection. Anyway.
Get over here to see the bailiff. Like.
Well, but there's a lot of anticipation, right? There's Jurassic World coming out. There's
so excited.
I know. I'm so excited. You know, we recently just had Age of Ultron. Like, there's all this excitement for all these movies that are coming out. And it's not a new thing. Like, it's now like an annual thing that we have these blockbusters that are
summer
every year. Summer blockbusters. It's just a thing.
I mean,
it's been that way for, 30, 40 years now.
I was going to say, it's definitely not.
No, it's not a new thing. It's just a fact of life now.
Facts of life.
facts of life.
When the world gives you movies to go see on the big screen. I'm done now.
No, okay. So what do you remember really anticipating, like, as a kid?
When I was a little kid, I was born a long
time ago. Were you anticipating that?
I was anticipating my birth.
Yeah.
Because I have magic powers. I am eternal.
Nocturnal. It's not. We talked about this. It's nocturnal.
Nocturnal. And yeah. I'm not omnipotent. I'm no. Wait. Okay.
Oh yeah. No.
No. Okay. So, omnipresent. Is what I was going to say.
You're sure. Frank. You're everywhere all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also currently sleeping in my bed.
Whoa.
Whoa. I'm like.
Oh my God. There you are.
I'm like Jonathan Taylor Thomas in
That's
Smallville.
In Smallville. Yeah. Yeah.
He was not omnipresent, but he could make clones of himself.
He was taking like 7 classes at the same time.
Yes.
So.
Okay. But okay. So going backward. From Smallville, because I could talk about that too.
Bling, going back.
Fantastic. Not what I was going to say. Nope.
Fiction.
Nope. Not the same word anymore.
Yeah. Fan fiction.
Not the root of it. Nope. No. Oh, okay. I get it. No, I thought you were just saying words with F now. Nope. No. Fan buildup. Fan excitement.
Yeah.
Fan whatever. Had like
fanticipation.
Fanticipation. Oh, I like that. Hashtag starting it here. Fanticipation. has always, to me, getting excited about a film or an episode of a show or anything like that sometimes is even better than the thing itself. Not because the film lets you down or the TV show or the book or whatever lets you down, but because like batting back and forth the theories or like, oh, I'm so excited. Did you see this? What do you think of this? Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes that's actually more exciting than the actual payoff of whatever it is you're waiting for. And that's just a fact of life.
The facts of life. Oh, sorry.
I'm not going to do it again. that's just the way that works. And so, but I remember going back to the first one that I absolutely definitely remember was Batman Returns.
Okay.
I think that was my first like.
Wow, that's early. That's early.
I remember everything from the moment I was born. It was rainy Tuesday.
Yeah, but no, that's interesting. That's a while ago. You remember anticipating that?
Yeah, 92. It was 92.
You would have been, 5?
It was 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember.
That's impressive.
Well, I remember it coming out, and I remember, I think I've told the story before about my aunt going to see it.
Oh, yeah, and deciding you couldn't see it.
We couldn't see it, and I was so mad at her. And so there was that. But So I would say that was my first one, but there wasn't big payoff for that. So maybe that wasn't my first one.
Yeah.
So the one after that was Jurassic Park. That was the first, like, I need to see this movie.
Right.
And I need to see it now. I was a big dinosaur kid. And so I had big scales and tail and but tiny little arms like a T-Rex.
Oh, wow.
But I
That's
had some
crazy.
Surgery and now I look like a human.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Oh. But because
have you seen District 9? Because it sounds like that'd be right up your alley.
Actually, I didn't really care for District 9. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, okay, another time. But didn't really care for it. I understood why people loved it. I didn't.
I love that movie.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I have reasons as to
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they're valid too.
And they really don't have anything to do with the film. I was eating, and it was a gross movie, and it turned me off from the movie and
okay,
my food.
Not
which
valid.
Is never good.
I was wrong.
Yeah, not valid. Not a good reason to dislike a movie at all. I will go back to. We will talk about that another time.
Let's
all
do
right.
that.
Yeah. So, Jurassic Park. I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was a kid.
Yes,
and so which I believe I've also talked about.
But
Jurassic Park was, you know, the 5-year-old paleontologist dream come true.
Sure.
I need to see this movie.
Yeah.
And I need to see it now. And it was begging and begging and begging and begging and begging. And we kind of got to see it. I've told the story before. Do you want me to tell you again?
Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
The story with your brother?
Yeah.
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 I think you've told it on the podcast.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to share it again.
Okay.
I have no idea what episode it's on. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen
maybe
to all
give
of them.
Maybe a very, very short version. Very short.
It was Memorial Day weekend,
okay,
1993.
That's not short. That's not how short things
start. It was a rainy
start.
Tuesday. No.
That Memorial Day was a Tuesday?
No, I'm building up the week before, obviously. God. What, the short version?
To keep it short.
The long version is, I got my first dinosaur toy when I was 2. He was yellow and green, and he was a fake dinosaur because he looked like a brontosaurus, but he had teeth.
Do you see the beams of hate coming at you right now out
no,
of my eyes?
No, they're invisible. Because... they're in the invisible light spectrum. I can't actually see them. So, anyway, the short version. The short version of this story. My mom took my brother and I to go see the film. He got scared in the middle of the movie, and so we had to leave. I swear to you, it's a lot funnier than the version Frank just made me tell.
Well, all right.
Anyway. Yeah. So that was my first, my first, like, yes, I need to see something on the screen, and it's going to be amazing. And that was the first time that I remember, like, physically, like, needing to see something.
Yep.
Yeah. What about you?
I think the first time that I really felt anticipation to see a movie, like, I need to see this movie, I think it was quite a bit later than yours. I think it was Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2, not even the first one.
Well, because, I mean, it was because I'd seen the first one that I was like, oh my God, I need to see, like, when I was excited they were making a sequel. I think, so. I mean, there might have been one before that, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Mm.
And I was thinking about it as you were telling yours. I really think that, but that's the first one that comes to my mind. I remember just being so, so excited for that movie. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, right around the same time, actually, I think maybe 1 year before, because that came out in 2000, I believe. I'll look it up while I'm talking to me.
You only get one look up an episode, so
okay. I'm using
wisely.
It.
All right,
I'm using my lifeline. All right, I'm using my lifeline.
That's a rule I just made up.
It's actually a very good rule that we should probably adopt.
And stating it now.
All right,
bang,
cool.
Fake gavel.
Gavel,
great.
Yeah,
gavel. That's a
go.
Beer bottle.
That's a gavel.
Glad that didn't smash.
Yeah, like the Hulk. Yes. Oh, it came out in 99. Okay, I was wrong. So it came out in 99, which was the same year as arguably the most anticipated film of all time.
Teletubbies 3.
No, that was Teletubbies 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Okay.
No.
No, we already used the lookup. I can't wait. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Wait. I could do this.
Wait, do you really not know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm going to figure it out. It was the Santa Claus. No, it was... No, of course it was Star Wars. I know exactly what you're talking about. God, it was The World Is Not Enough.
So,
I nailed it.
Because the world wasn't enough, and we were looking forward
enough.
To more of it.
That's right. Actually, that is the same. It came out the same
year.
Time. It came out the same time. Because I remember.
Same weekend?
Not the same weekend, but they were in theaters together.
Okay.
Because I remember seeing that, and I wanted to go back and see Star Wars, and it was gone already, or it didn't come back. But
Star
so
Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
I don't remember what that's from. Is that Patton Oswalt?
Bill Murray.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, obviously, Phantom Menace was like the most anticipated movie of all time.
I actually don't remember anticipating it the same way.
I don't remember it the same way that people who were older would remember it, right? Because I was only 10 when that movie came out. But I definitely remember there being a lot of anticipation. I remember being very excited to see it. I remember being very, very excited to see it. So, yeah. I remember
being excited, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But not in the way that I was excited for Jurassic Park or something that actually came out the following summer, I should say. Yeah.
We each get one look up. Yeah.
I'm gonna regret this look up because I'm 99% sure I know when this came out. So.
So you're saying you think it was the summer of 2000?
No, I know exactly when. No. Damn, I was right. Shoot. Oh, I wasted a look up. No, no. I thought X-Men came out the same year as Star Wars, and I was thinking, oh my God, what a great movie year, but it didn't. X-Men came out in 2000.
X-Men
came out in 2000, which would be my next, like,
yeah.
Actually, that's not my next one, but that would be one of the, like, the, I can't wait for this to happen.
Right, right.
We made my mom drop, my brother and I made us drop us off at the theater for the 12 o'clock showing on opening day, thinking,
nice.
Like, it was going to be like, there's going to be a line. We're never going to see the movie. There's
yeah.
Like four or five people there.
Right.
Because it's Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah.
At noon. Like, people work.
Yeah.
Like,
kids go to school.
Well we weren't out of
summer.
We were out of
yeah.
school by that. Yeah,
yeah.
I think. I would assume that we were. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let us skip to watch
right,
X-Men.
Right, right.
No.
Yeah, I mean, as we get into, like, our teenage years and our, like, adulthood, then it gets, like, a lot more. Because, like, by that point, like that. So X-Men is kind of where the modern superhero thing kind of starts.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you could argue it started with Blade, but yeah. But that was a rated R film, so and I certainly wasn't going to see that.
Yeah.
Although I did really, really, I don't even know how I knew what Spawn was.
Oh.
I really, 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 really wanted to see Spawn.
Wow. I did not know Spawn at that age.
I couldn't tell you how I knew what Spawn was,
yeah.
But my brother and I did, and I have a very vivid memory of my brother and I standing in the kitchen going like, oh, Dad's in a good mood. Not that my father was ever really in a bad mood,
yeah, yeah.
But like, oh, he's in a really good mood. Let's ask him again. Yeah. We're like, maybe Mom will say yes, and we'll say, well, Dad said yes too. You know, something like that.
He said yes as long as you say yes.
They would not let us watch this movie for a good reason. It's about a man who is murdered and then,
yeah.
You know, brought back as the spawn from hell to
right.
seek revenge on whatever else and blah, blah, blah. Probably as a parent, I would not have let my children watch that either. They
yeah.
did, however. This is my favorite part of the story, though. I've never told my parents this, so I want to tell the world on a podcast instead.
Yes.
The HBO had a Spawn series.
Yes.
Do you remember this? The cartoon, yes. Which was like super adult, like because HBO, like super heavenly, like heavenly, heavily.
Super heavenly.
Like
it was just
like
women, the heavenly Spawn of Satan.
Women like doing stuff. On a couch, naked together on a couch while
yeah.
man's on a phone, and like 20 minutes into the first episode, like super not a cartoon for kids,
right? Not at all.
And they let us rent that because they were like, oh, cartoon, like
oh,
that's okay.
Classic parental mistake,
classic parental mistake. But my brother and I, being so young, I was like 10, maybe something like that.
Oh, god,
and so maybe 9 or something. And so we got to that moment and we were like, we don't really know what's going on, but we know we shouldn't be watching this.
This feels icky.
So we returned it and whatever else. So we didn't get very far into
what
watching it. So yeah. And it wasn't anything. And I just remember saying like, it's not, no. And so they, yeah, but Spawn was definitely that after was like, oh, I need to see this. And
yeah.
I had other things on TV, like when Batman moved from Fox to Kids WB. Was
oh
like,
yeah,
I need
oh,
to
yeah.
see this. I was like that.
Yeah.
Batman Beyond.
I remember sitting at home and watching the world premiere of Superman the Animated Series.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I think it was a Sunday night.
Yep. Yeah, it felt like a special event,
and it was like two or three episodes, maybe four episodes
it was
put together.
Three episodes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, because it was like yeah, it was probably three episodes.
First one was all Krypton
with commercials.
And the second
one was
probably
growing
up, and
yeah, because it was like a movie event, and it
yeah.
was like I even remember the like Clancy Brown did the voiceover when they would go to and from commercial, like,
that's, oh.
We now return to the world premiere of Superman.
Oh, I don't remember
like,
that part.
Oh, I remember vividly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Vividly. And I remember it was, like, all blue, and they had the S, like, kind of rotating in slow motion from, like, right to left.
Wow.
In all blue. Like, oh, I remember it.
I want to go back in time vividly. And watch it again.
Like 1996, maybe,
yeah.
right? Like
96, yeah.
Yeah.
96.
I remember that. And so I was just thinking in terms of movies up until now, but if we're going to talk about TV, yeah, yeah. That was
oh, you,
a
oh, yeah.
major
I was thinking about
for
TV
me.
For this,
oh,
too. Yeah.
Oh, well, then definitely. That was a major, major one for me. Like, so excited for that show to come out, and then it did. And then it was that pilot, like those first three episodes
Superman,
are a masterpiece.
Superman, look in the sky, it is Superman. Classic.
That was beautiful.
Classic. I was listening to a podcast recently where they talked about superhero themes having to, like, you have to put the name into the thing, and
yeah.
they did it with the Justice League theme and Justice League Unlimited.
What?
Yeah, and I don't
know. Justice League. Oh, Justice.
That's basically what they did.
League.
Yeah.
Justice League.
Yep.
Justice League, the League of Justice.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Justice
but
Justice League is the Justice
stop
League.
It, stop it. Yeah. But that's
Guilty.
that's basically what they did. And they did it with the same one for Unlimited, too.
Okay. That was Unlimited.
Oh, that was like Justice League Unlimited or like
oh, okay,
whatever,
okay.
however it
yeah,
went.
Yeah.
I don't remember how the other one went, the Justice League song.
The league.
I don't
Justice
know. I have it on my phone. We'll play it afterwards because I have to find the episode.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, try to sing Spider-Man to the like
to the Tobey Maguire theme song.
Like the Danny Elfman.
No, that therefore it's not a good superhero theme song. You can't sing Spider-Man to it. But
you can't sing. You really can't sing to any of Danny Elfman's themes.
That's not
like,
true.
Ever.
That's not true. You could sing Batman to Batman. I am the Batman.
Yeah, I guess.
I am the Knight. I watched my parents get killed. Look in the sky. It is Batman. It is Batman. I drive a car that looks like a bat. Batman. I have Alfred. And a big KFC. I can do it. Like, so.
All right. I bow down.
Yeah. All right.
I bow down in front of you. You are correct. I am wrong. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I talked about a couple weeks ago on the TV excitement, the Daredevil coming out on the Spider-Man show, which I actually keep meaning to go to iTunes and watch again now that with Netflix and everything like that. I just want to go watch it again so very badly. And so that's what I keep in the 90s, particularly, those are the things I keep hearkening to. And Batman Beyond. I remember when that – I remember that was an event too. That was Sunday night. It was – I think it was two episodes.
Okay. I don't think I watched that one when it premiered.
I did. I immediately, as, you know, a fan in the 90s, my young self was like, this isn't Batman. He's all different and stuff. Bring me back the Batman that I know from my youth, you know.
Curmudgeon-y little Tim.
I was a little curmudgeon-y little fan of a Tim. Yeah. It was very odd.
It was very odd.
Odd. Yes. Okay, so let's go back. So do you have anything else from, like, the 90s? Like, do you remember anything else?
I'm sure I will think of some as we go along.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, but, yeah. But, you know, because as you get older, I feel like, well, the internet particularly. The internet was the big thing for Harry Potter when that was coming out and for Spider-Man. Those are the two that I remember, like, heavily following on the internet.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, because I remember when they announced that they were making them the films. I was like, no, they're unfilmable.
Interesting.
The genius
I think many, that I was, many people thought that, though.
They were unfilmable.
I think everyone thought that.
I, to this day, argue that the films are they're good spark notes to a much better story told in book form, as are most films adapted books that just
I think,
you don't
I
get
think
everything, that. Which yeah. is fine. It's fair.
Yeah.
It is. They're definitely good movies on their own, but I remember not liking the first one when I first saw it because I was like that curmudgeon-y fan.
Right.
I was like, he didn't walk down the hallway like he did in the book. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I do. I sympathize with that. I mean, I understand where you were coming from with that, and I think a lot of people share that, and a lot of people saw those movies and still feel that way, you know? That they just
I have friends that won't watch them still.
Yeah. I don't think that's an unfair opinion to hold. I mean, books are never going to hold up to the original.
No, comics never live up to the, you know, because we've talked about this before, but you can have an idea of what the comic is in your head and how they sound and how they move and all this stuff. But when you condense that story that takes 2 years to tell into a 2-hour movie, you're probably not going to get the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's fine. It happens. Whatever. I'm over it now. Then I wasn't.
And I'm over it.
Yeah. I do remember heavily, heavily following Spider-Man because there was a website, one of the first websites I ever came across ever, SpiderManHype.com, which was an all-movied, like, this is the movie, this is the movie news site for Spider-Man. And now it's superherohype.com, which is a rather good source of superhero.
Okay.
Movies.
I was wondering if that's what it was.
Yeah,
okay,
it expanded from there, but it started as Spider-Man Hype. When I discovered it, it started as Spider-Man Hype. And that was like the first time I'd ever seen stuff like, you know, paparazzi shots of, you know, stuff. So they had like a paparazzi shot of the Green Goblin filming and all the stuff. And I remember waiting like 4 hours for a 30-second teaser to load because of modems.
Back, yeah, like postage size.
Yes.
Postage
size.
Yes.
And all the teaser
video
was like the first, like, it's like the CGI string.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, the CGI web. But that's what, but I remember, like, I can't wait for this movie to come out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everyone was
pumping everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. That's just
fan excitement.
Yeah, I mean that's just it. It is what it is.
I love fan. Except as a fan, I love dissecting. I love dissecting that stuff. I love dissecting that stuff before it comes out, just because I love fan theories. Was it Kevin Feige? No, Joss Whedon. I told you off mic. Joss Whedon. I watched an interview or listened to an interview or read an interview, something like that. I absorbed through one of my senses an interview in which Joss Whedon said he loves the fan theories because when the real stuff actually does get out there, whatever, nobody knows what's real and what's not, whatever. That's the fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You have your phone precipiced on an edge.
Nope. There's nothing here. Don't worry about that.
Nothing. This is not the droid you're looking for. You know, yeah, I don't know. You have an Apple phone. That's why it's not a droid I'm looking for.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, but I mean, there are many, like I said, once we get into the more modern era there, like once we cross into the 2000s, there's going to be a lot more stuff that I remember. I mean, after I saw Spider-Man 2, I was really, really looking forward to Spider-Man 2.
See, and I don't remember looking forward to that one the same way.
I really don't know why. That movie.
Now I'm just like used to it, I guess,
yeah,
at that point.
I just remember like having loved the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man so much and wanting more.
We are what we choose to be. Now choose. 20s gangster goblin.
That's guilty. Not
guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. Prepper L, get out of here. You don't belong here.
All right.
You're not on this tribunal.
have we played this out? Are we?
No.
Are we? Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. All the right. 20 minutes we did that before we recorded? No.
No, I mean, do we have more things we anticipated as kids?
Oh.
This topic. Have we played this topic?
Oh, yeah. No. I probably have, but I'm running a blank.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I anticipated Lost World and Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
all those things. But
true,
it's going to, sequels are going to get repetitive for me.
Yeah.
To, like, it's the new stuff that I'm always, that's the stuff that factors in my mind. Yeah. I'm looking at you through my pop filter.
Whoa, look at that. Watchmen. No. I was really looking forward to Watchmen.
Oh, I was looking forward to Watchmen.
Yep.
And I liked that movie.
I did too.
I actually just rewatched it not too long ago.
I really need to. It's been a couple of years.
Man, I said it with the book and I said it with the film. Man, that is slow moving.
It is slow moving.
It's slow moving.
Yeah.
But that is probably one of the most faithful comic adaptations of anything that you will ever find.
Yeah, I mean they did have to make a lot of adjustments, but it really is. It really is very faithful.
I actually liked the adjustments that they made for the film as opposed to the book. Some things like you obviously get left out and whatever else, like you said, but
you can't serve
some of the ending that they kind of did to twist other things. And I liked them. They were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good movie. The Dr. Manhattan CG is starting to look a little wary.
Is it really?
Now. Yeah.
Like I said, it's been a couple of years. I really need to rewatch it. I have never watched it in Blu-ray. I saw it in IMAX, so I mean, I saw it better than Blu-ray, but.
You can borrow it. I have it.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, I really need to do that. Well, I think that does it for me. That'll do for you?
Yeah, it does it for me.
Well, folks can find us over on beerwithgeeks.com, on facebook.com/beerwithgeeks, at Beer with Geeks on Twitter. They can also find us over at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Find us on iTunes. Leave us all sorts of reviews and that kind of fun stuff. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Cheers.
Justice League Unlimited. Justice League Unlimited. Justice League Unlimited. They are superheroes. You hear what I say? Justice League Unlimited. They are going to punch you in the head. Justice League Unlimited. 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 Justice League Unlimited.